This is Dale Connolly reporting, a news program not to be believed. The new century and millennium being celebrated all over the world in ways large and small, although the large ways often get more of our attention. London has the Millennium Dome. Seattle is having a fire ceremony. There's the gigantic Peace Bell in Newport, Kentucky. And in Sedentary Falls, Montana, Brick Walters discovered a monument that speaks volumes.
It's going to be bolted right here for everybody to see.
Right in front of City Hall.
Yep. It's going to be made of solid bronze. There'll be a plaque with an inscription that says, "We watched the millennium begin in Sedentary Falls, Montana, January 1st, 2000.
And it's going to be how tall?
25 feet tall. That's taller than the Abe Lincoln sculpture in Washington, D.C. And my husband, Ed, will be the model for it.
Mayor Pat Toohey of Sedentary Falls is thrilled when she talks about the town's millennial monument, a giant bronze sculpture of a man watching TV.
Well, we watch a lot of TV here, and that's how we're going to experience the change over to the new millennium. We're going to watch it start in New Zealand, then it's going to move across the South Pacific and Asia, you know, India, the Middle East, Africa, Europe, the eastern United States, and all those snotty people in Times Square, and finally right here. And by the time it gets to Sedentary Falls, we'll have seen plenty of it.
Maybe you'll have seen enough.
Right, but like most everything else on TV, we'll still watch it anyway.
The sculpture, to be called Window on the World, is thought to be one of the first major works of its kind depicting a human watching television. It is a natural next step, says Chandra Berger, curator of sculpture at the American Museum of Unpopular Art.
We have sculptures of a lot of people who are long dead, frolicking and lifting heavy objects and staring wistfully into space, in a lot of cases just standing there. And for the human being, I am sorry, but just standing there is not a natural activity. Just look at Michelangelo's David. I mean, I'm sorry, but when I see it, I think, posed, you know. The great thing about a sculpture of a man watching TV is that that's what a man does, at least the ones I know. So it's going to look very natural.
The thing I like about it is it speaks to who we are. Unpretentious, not extravagant, straightforward, simple. Some would say boring.
Why not something more grand?
Well, we considered that. We talked about a tower, convention center, you know, a dome of some kind, an arch, an obelisk, a plaza, a park, and there are problems with all of them, mostly having to do with money. And that's when we settled on a statue.
And the subject of the sculpture, Mayor Toohey's husband Ed, is confident he can sit still through the six-hour mold-making process.
Oh, sure. What do we got that day? Let's see, we got the Gator Bowl, Cotton Bowl, Rose Bowl. There's 8-9 hours right there. As long as I got somebody to bring me beer and nobody steps on a catheter, I'm going to be just fine.
The millennial sculpture, Window on the World, should be completed in time for the Sedentary Falls New Year's celebration in the year 2001. Out in the field, I'm Brick Walters.